Well, it's summer, and according to some federal employees, that means a sudden lack of judgment when it comes to the clothes people choose to wear to work. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler shares your thoughts.
This is a fun topic for me to cover. I have to tell you, so many people commented on this column that Mike Causey did. And the reason he did it is because every year he gets comments from folks saying, you're never going to believe what so-and-so wore to my office today. And so I want to jump right into it and share with you some of the things that people are saying about what their colleagues are wearing to work. One person said, if you haven't received emails concerning inappropriate clothing, it's because attire doesn't matter anymore. Now that the latest generation has arrived, Generation X or Y or whatever, rules concerning proper attire are obsolete. My new supervisor, at least 25 years younger than me, comes to the office in tank tops or with her waistline exposed, and I've met with her supervisor who was dressed in a sweaty t-shirt, shorts, and sneakers. This must mean it's time for me to retire, but I've got a few more years to go. And one other person said, I'm close to retirement now, and by working in real estate and facilities, I see it all in our agency. Our Friday casual day has spread to the entire week. Extra large women with tennis shoes, spandex capris, and an extra large t-shirt look like they are planning to mow the yard. Men with cargo shorts, high top white socks, and tennis shoes look like little boys whose mama dressed them for the playground. Others are literally too big for their britches and sit with their belts and pants unzipped at their desks. What are these folks thinking? They are not even appropriate for casual Friday, let alone a Wednesday. I have to tell you, as I was reading through these comments, as you can tell, Emily, I was laughing out loud at my desk because they're just, some of it is pretty funny.
Now, you have to say, I hope these two people, at least, if they are going to criticize others, are nattily dressed in, you know, suits, even when it's 100 degrees out. I guess it raises the question, what does it mean? Like this person mentioned casual Friday. What does it mean to be casual at the office, or what's appropriate summer attire these days?
I think that's right, Emily. That's the big question, right? What is appropriate? What's inappropriate? You know, and I think some things are obvious and others are not. And, you know, I would say that, you know, midriffs exposed in an office place is never appropriate. I'm not, and maybe unless you're, you know, unless at least in a professional office environment. Of course,
it's okay if you're a Zumba teacher.
It's okay if you're a Zumba teacher. It's okay if you work at a nightclub. It's okay if you're a bartender. You know, these kinds of things. But in the office on a daily basis, I would say that's probably not appropriate. But I do think it's a question because I think sensitivities are different, right? What I may think is appropriate is different than maybe what my mom thinks is appropriate or what my grandmother would think is appropriate. And so I think, as times change, you know, some people might have a higher sensitivity to what is, you know, stylish today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, underlying this is definitely a generational gap between those two people that you mentioned who see themselves as older and of a more respectable generation than the younger crowd. But I will say also, I've been to, you know, there are trends in shopping malls nowadays. You know, it might be like 1 month you go and everybody, all the clothes there are green, you know, for example. Sometimes you go and you're not going to be able to find, say, a dress with sleeves. They're not going to make that. So you do wear sleeveless dresses to work, whereas that might not have been appropriate 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at me today, Emily, I am here wearing a sleeveless shirt, and I obviously don't find that inappropriate, or I wouldn't wear it, right? But I think, you know, sleeveless shirts, some people do find them offensive. For me in the summertime, you know, I think it's more appropriate for me to wear a short sleeve shirt than to be sweating in my office, you know? So this is more of a, you know, it's not me trying to be perhaps inappropriate. It's me trying to be comfortable, you know, in the office place and still project a professional image. And my guess is that that's the same thing that other women would say about wearing, you know, sleeveless shirts. Now, other things,
well,
you know.
Well, Michelle Obama, for example,
right.
You know, you figure if the first lady does it, it must be okay.
That's right. Now, other things, you know, we got some comments about flip-flops. Flip-flops in the office place. And I think that's an interesting one because we see flip-flops all the time. Would I wear flip-flops here in our office? No, but some people are saying that that's exactly what they're seeing in federal office places too. We had two comments on flip-flops. One person says, the only fashion tip that gets to me is the flip-flop, the slap, slap, slap down the hallway. I'm not sure when flip-flops became formal dress wear. It's amazing the nice dresses that are accompanied by beachwear. Just because flip-flops have sparkles on them, do not make them dress shoes. And another person said, flip-flops in the office and the hallways of my agency are my workday nightmare. It's bad enough to have to see people's generally flabby, fish-like feet lumber along, but you get the audio warning of their approach as they scuff, slap, scuff, slap, scuff, slap, as their wearers come near and while they wander ever so slowly away. Flip-flops are for the beach, poolside, and when it's time to wash the boat. They do not have any place in a professional office environment. And that's from our friend Mark in Maryland. Now, we did have some other people that asked, you know, does it matter what people wear if they're getting the job done?
Oh, they're taking the high road, aren't they? Of course it matters what people wear. You make your even your subconscious, unconscious decisions and judgments about people based on what they look like. We all know that. But it's interesting because you always think of federal offices and government in general as being more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's where people, growing up in Washington, you know, I remember the people on the metro, the power suits and the sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, whereas in other cities, people were wearing more creative or more fashionable things. Washington was very conservative. So I'm surprised that people are actually, you know, slap, slap, slapping and flip-flops down the hallway.
Well, right, right. I think, you know, the other thing, Emily, that I wonder about, though, too, is there is, you know, you can be inappropriate in slacks and a tie. If you walk into an office in slacks that are wrinkled and a shirt maybe that's too small and a tie that's, you know, kind of off-centered or whatever, I think that's just as inappropriate as flip-flops, say. I think, you know, you need to look nice when you are at work and you should be projecting a professional image. So I think sometimes, you know, the flip-flop wearers and people like that will get the brunt of people's anger. But I think there's just as much to be said about the folks who don't, you know, iron their clothes or look professional in that manner.